Now, this is a very key Greek concept, the notion of eros. Life is a continual struggle. We saw that in theatre, even in the stage scenes where two actors are facing each other, this is seen to be an agon, a conflict. When Hecuba and Helen in the Trojan Women address each other, it is as the protagonist and the antagonist, the one and her reverse, arguing with each other. And the athletic contests, which had done so much to give the Greeks the ethos, the aristocratic code by which they lived, was, of course, a code, an athletic and aristocratic code based on conflict, on competition. Life for the Greeks is a zero-sum game. If I do well, it's because you do badly. In the Platonic definitions that we have from the 4th century, one of the definitions of goodness that is offered is doing well by your friends and doing as much harm as possible to your enemies. This is the Greek conception of life. Now, we've seen this even in the politics of the Greek world from the Dark Ages on, when stasis, internal conflict, often almost to the point of civil war, was a continual state that led to the rise of tyrannies in various places, and we've also seen the effect that it had in Sparta in setting them off in a different direction. So conflict, competition, a rugby principle of life, if you see ahead, kick it. This is found throughout every aspect of Greek life. The result in terms of warfare is that the states of the Greek world are virtually permanently at war with each other. Peace is the exception, not warfare. At any given time, any given Greek state is likely to be at war with one or other of its neighbours or some other group, not to mention, of course, being at war with itself in an internal civil war, stasis. So, first of all, we have to admit that warfare is endemic. It is not exceptional, but rather is the norm of Greek political life. But the Peloponnesian War does represent something new, and obviously this will not be a satisfactory explanation on its own. The Peloponnesian War was a war that would pit all of the Greek states, basically, against each other in two great alliances. And so the difference here is like the difference between the wars in Europe of the 19th century and the First World War, a war that has ramifications of a much larger scale. Thucydides, who is a contemporary of these events, clearly tried to understand what it was that lay at the core of this monumental event. He calls the event the Megiste Kinesis, the biggest commotion, the biggest upheaval ever to afflict the Greeks. And his explanation for its cause is that it was the growth of Athenian power and the fear that it inspired in Sparta. Now, he was a man who'd witnessed these tensions and the events of the war, so we have to give some weight to that explanation. But despite the credibility that Thucydides has as a contemporary, some modern scholars have argued that the responsibility for the war really lay not so much with Sparta because of its fear of Athens, but rather with Corinth, a wealthy city located strategically at the isthmus, able to dominate the trade routes of east and west that cross at that narrow point. I want to examine this thesis for a moment, the notion that it was Corinth, which somehow was the centre of the causes of the war, by examining the events that led immediately to the war and seeing if we can find out what relations between Athens and Sparta and Corinth are being played out here. The first event that Thucydides identifies, and he's surely correct here, as immediately leading to the war, was a conflict that took place in 433 BC, involving the island of Corcyra, modern-day Corfu, up on the northwestern side of Greece. And it was in this year that, as a result of a conflict between Corcyra and its own colony of Epidamnus, which was located further north, up on the Adriatic coast, that the Corcyraeans turned to Athens to seek an alliance. The Epidamnians, of course, in their turn, returned to Corinth, seeking an alliance there with the state which was the mother city from which Corcyra had come. The alliance of Corcyra and Athens joined two of the three largest navies in the Greek world.